so good. That was a conscious possession of a good. That's joy. That's joy. Because otherwise you're not conscious of it. And Jesus says, I want you to be conscious of my presence in you. You can know me as I know you. And that's what I want. The fusion of our two hearts, of our two persons. And you can learn to do that at every moment through your day. You don't have to lose consciousness and awareness of me as I lead you on. That's joy. And then we bring that joy into nature. It's amazing to me. Have you ever thought that God put beauty at every level of nature? Starting with the sky, the stars that are billions of miles, billions of light years from us. And yet they're so gorgeous. And then the sun is beautiful. And the moon is beautiful. And then the clouds are so beautiful. And then the birds that soar are beautiful. And the trees, the tallest trees and the tallest mountains, all the way down to the earth. And then the sea. And then everything under the sea. It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful. And even the aquifers that go under the ground. And the caves, the caverns. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. And I said, Lord, how did you do that? Because it's not just that it works. It's not just that it all works together like an incredible puzzle. The stars, the sun, the moon, gravity, all that. Did you know that if the moon, people think you could live without the moon? We know we can't live without the sun. Did you know we can't even live without the moon? That the moon has a gravitational pull that if it wasn't here, there would be winds of between 160 to 200 miles an hour all over the entire earth all the time. We couldn't live. And I said, how did you do that, Lord? And yet, everything has to work absolutely perfectly, including our lungs and our eyes and our brains, everything. But you were able to put beauty in every single part of it. Amazing. That's joy. The conscious possession of, you did this? The conscious possession. And then the conscious possession of our neighbor. To not have anything against anyone. You've let go of the pain, of the hurt, of the resentment, of the bitterness. And even when you have divisions and difficulties in your human relationships, you quickly let it go. And you come back into that peace. And you always hope and wish for good relationships, especially with your spouse and your children and your family. And it seems like we experience a lot of that during Advent because it is such a joyful season. You know, you've just got the Christmas card you're getting ready for, and that's joyful. And you decorate your house. You hear Christmas music in the stores. You're buying gifts. It's all the colors. Everything is very joyful. And then it all goes away right after Christmas. And it doesn't come back until Valentine's Day. Have you noticed that? It's like we fight, and then let's be nice to each other for December. And then we fight until Valentine's Day. And then we decide to be nice again for one day. And Jesus says, you can have that niceness all the time, you know. That joy can be in you. I came that my joy might be in you. And your joy might be complete. And he said his joy was doing the will of his Father. Loving his Father and doing the will of his Father. He said, that's going to be your joy too. It's not happiness. It's joy. Mary said to Bernadette Subaru, 1858, in Lourdes. She appeared in Lourdes. And she said, Bernadette, I don't promise you happiness on this earth, but in heaven. And what she meant by that was Bernadette was very poor, and she was also very ill. She had cholera when she was young, which resulted in chronic asthma, which she suffered from tremendously. She died when she was 35 from tuberculosis of the bone, very painful. And she also had to suffer with people not believing her. She was telling the truth. And the priests, the people were criticizing, making fun. You're not seeing her. You're making it up. You're not educated, because she wasn't educated. And that must have been a terrible suffering for her. And I think that's what Our Lady was saying. Bernadette, I'm not promising you happiness on this earth, but in eternity. But happiness is not joy. Bernadette was very joyful, although she was not happy. Because you and I think that happiness, what you and I define happiness is fun, is pleasure, that I have everything the world offers me. I'm happy because the 49ers are going to beat Tennessee this afternoon. And that, I'm going to be happy if I get to see the game and if they win. I'm happy because I have money or I have material things. I'm happy because I have health. I'm happy because I'm good looking. I'm happy because I won the trophy. You know, that's our definition of happiness. That's not joy. That's not real. It's false. And many people fall to those false happinesses. Our Lord doesn't promise us happiness. Fun. He doesn't promise us fun. And you're always going to look good and feel good and everybody's going to love you. You're going to be famous. He promises us joy. Joy is peace amidst the storm. It's not freedom from the storm. It's peace and happiness in the storm. Carlo Acutis, he suffered tremendously the last few days of his life. He died within a few days, 15 years old. And yet he said, I don't want medication. I want to suffer for Jesus. And he was happy. He was joyful doing that. He wasn't having fun. He wasn't happy, happy. But he was joyful. If you have joy, you're not going to have the good life, the rich life. Maybe you will. I know some beautiful Christians that are living in the Lord. And they do. They're healthy and they're wealthy. But you know, they use everything for God. That's the difference. They're not trying to be happy, happy. They want to be joyful in the Lord. If you're joyful, you're never alone. You're never alone. Because you know in the good times and the bad times, Jesus Christ is in you. And you're in Him. Lord, I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad you're with me, Lord. I wouldn't want to go through this alone. You know that you're loved. You know that you're loved by the Lord. And you don't have to be picture perfect to be in a selfie with Jesus. He'll take you the way you are. And He says, let's go from there. I'll help you. You know that you're loved, that He's forgiving you, and you know that He's helping you heal and bringing you into freedom where you can actually see Him in nature and you can actually feel like you're not against anybody, your neighbor. How wonderful freeing that is. You know the truth. The truth will set you free. You know who God is. You know who you are. You know what is correct, what is not correct. You have a compass for your life. You know what life is about. And you know what you are about and what you are to be about. You feel one. You feel one with God and with neighbor and with creation. And when people say, come to me and they're for counseling and things like that, or they're going through real hard times and just when you talk to people, look at people who are unhappy, just ask yourself, is this person in communion, in harmony with God, with their neighbor, with themselves, and with creation? And if they're not happy, if they're struggling in their marriage or whatever it is, the answer is no. They don't feel like they're in union. They don't have joy. They don't have joy. They might be driving a brand new Tesla, but it doesn't matter. They don't have joy. And joy is what life is all about. And it starts with the Lord. It starts with the Lord. And so that's my prayer as we move forward towards the end of this year of hope. And that first reading where Isaiah says, those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion. For them, Zion was Jerusalem. For us, Zion is the kingdom of God, is Jesus Christ. We will enter with Jesus Christ, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. And now I'd like to invite Essence to come forward. And so we did have Connor with us, and but he had some things going on in his personal life. He had to change jobs, and so he said, you know, I think it's just too much for me to try to go through all of that and continue my work. So he's going to, we're praying, we'll keep in touch with him, and hopefully he'll start up again sometime this spring or fall, we hope. So Essence, you're on your own right now, but we're with you. essence, we join our voices with Isaiah the prophet in praying that you will be strengthened, that your eyes will be opened, and that you will be free from fear. The path toward Christian initiation upon which you tread is one that requires patience. Your heart must be firm as you set your sights on union with Christ. Know that we support you in prayer as you continue this journey. As you go forth now to reflect on God's Word, realize how eager we are to share with you one day this Eucharistic banquet. Amen. Thanks, Anna. I believe.